Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable. And we are very, very happy once again to have to get to talk about the Albany Symphony Orchestra and the great work that they do. Their next concert of the season is tomorrow night at the Palace Theater in Albany, New York at 7:30 p.m. The evening will certainly shine with Gustav Holst's cosmic spectacle, The Planets, featuring the just amazing voices of Albany Pro Musica, and the world premiere of a new violin concerto by composer Bobby G. So, what makes this segment absolutely perfect? We have maestro David Allen Miller, the man in charge of it all, to tell us about this performance. But we also have the amazing composer Bobby G with us as well this morning, and I thank you both for being here. What a delight to have you here.
Delighted as ever, Joe.
How did this particular performance come about?
Space, the final frontier. Yes, that's how okay. It started.
All yeah. right. Actually, starts with it, the planets?
Well, it probably started with the planets, but I had known for a long time that we were going to be commissioning Bobby for this absolutely thrilling new violin concerto, and I knew that I had that somewhere in my planning. The question was, what do you put with the planets? You know, the planets is so all-encompassing, and it's 50 minutes of just the most just technicolor, over-the-top, unbelievable cosmic happenings. So who do you put in front of that? And I thought, well, you know, we need to do something really unique. And Bobby writes in this gorgeous, I wouldn't say neo-romantic style, but it owes a lot to the great late romantic composers Strauss and Mahler and composers like that, maybe, if I'm allowed to say that.
Yeah, totally.
And so I thought putting his concerto...
No problem with
putting
that.
Putting his monumental concerto, which turned out to be quite monumental on its own terms, in front of the Holst was a beautiful pairing. And actually, I think the orchestra and I were just loving preparing these two pieces side by side. Usually a concert has three or four or five pieces on it, like our December concert coming up with lots of Mozart and Bach and everything. But this one just has these two amazing pieces side by side.
That's wonderful. Now, correct me if I'm wrong here, Bobby, but you you made your debut with the orchestra just earlier this year.
I guess David and I have worked together a few times. I've written a few pieces for the Dogs of Desire, but for the full orchestra, yes, it was just earlier this year in June, I believe.
Last spring. We think by season. So
right. Yes. we played the American Music Festival.
Yeah, we played a big piece at our closing concert last spring, but I knew we wanted to have this beautiful violin concerto, and I wanted it to partner with the planet. So that's why they're kind of close together in time.
What was it like when you get the initial idea of this is what we're looking for in our commission?
I mean, it's always, for me, really thrilling. I feel like it's always super exciting just to be told, like, here, you're going to have a chance to write something large and expansive over, I think initially the parameters were just 25 minutes or so, and then a violin concerto, and then I remember hearing that Holst was the piece I'd be paired with. And Holst, I mean, is just a composer who's very near and dear to me. I absolutely love his sense of, like, color and rhythmic idiom and energy and harmonic energy, and so it was... I guess I knew that it would be a lot of fun. I figured it felt like a very, very natural sort of pairing for me to be on another concert with him, because actually this is like the second or third time I think Music of Mine's been programmed with Holst, incidentally.
You know, I thought that was interesting. I was looking you up last night and Googling your performances and noticed that, and I thought that was really fascinating.
And Bobby's still a very, even though he sounds very mature, which he is, he's still a very young man. He's still in graduate school, getting his doctorate at Princeton in composition. But how many concertos have you written, Bobby G?
This is the first one, the first real one.
First real one. So this is a real daring, daunting thing. He's writing a 20, it's actually almost 27 minute long because it's big, amazingly virtuosic concerto for this extraordinary violinist we'll talk about in a moment. It's his first foray. So for us, that's actually really thrilling to help Bobby G master the concerto form.
All right, these are all small things, but I just fascinated when the two of you were just talking. First of all, when you were talking about parameters, that doesn't seem like much. Like we want 25 minutes. We want it to be big. We want it to be a concerto. We want it to be a violin. And oh, by the way, we're going to also be playing the planets.
Right. That no seems, tall order.
Well, I mean, no, but that seems to give you a great deal of latitude. Like, you have quite a bit of freedom with that, right?
Yeah, totally. And I will say that I think some of my favorite projects I've gotten to take on have given me a good amount of bandwidth to play around with. I think, for me, I'm sort of more attracted to the kind of sandbox mentality than I am by, too many strictures, so to speak. I think it can be, for me, it gives me just a ton of excitement and enthusiasm. So,
The other thing that struck me is in journalism, if you come in, if you're supposed to do a 12-minute piece and it's 14 minutes, people's heads just explode. When you come in with 27 minutes, do you just like, all right, that's fine?
Well, it's fine. It's fine. It's very monumental. And I must say, if our orchestra weren't as unbelievably virtuosic as it is, we would be traumatized. But since they can just play this very difficult music with seeming ease, I feel like the two rehearsals we had yesterday just went together so brilliantly. And so many of them. It's funny about The Planets. The Planets is a big repertoire piece, but it's coming around so frequently everywhere that most of our players have played it 1, 2, 3, 4 times. So putting it together is not as hard as I remember from 20 years ago, let's say.
Right. Now, is there if you ask for 25 minutes and it's 27, do you get more for that? Do they pay you more for that? No,
we pay him less.
Every minute we take
$1,000 away for every minute.
David's being kind when he tells me, he says that they're okay with. Honestly, it would behoove me to be a little bit more restrained, shall we say, in the future.
It's all good.
But you were talking about the difficulty. And I'm curious of what makes it, and I'd like to hear from your perspective, but also from yours, David, of what makes it sort of heavy in that regard.
Yeah.
Heavy is hopefully the wrong word. Challenging. Let's call it
yeah,
challenging.
Let's go challenging. Yeah. Okay. Tricky, virtuosic, something to that effect. It just so happens, I find that I, as a person, I'm just kind of hyperactive. Mind is kind of going a million miles an hour, and so when I compose, the same thing tends to creep into my music. I'm really excited by details and things that happen and things happening all the time, colors and instruments and lines being passed all around the place. And so it naturally lends itself to being rather challenging because there's a lot of questions of coordination and balance when you have so many different ideas that can compete for attention, even though the overall affect that I'm going for is still one of, hopefully, clarity.
Do you have?
We're trying to help that with yoga and medication, but it's not kicked in yet.
That's basically the question I was going to follow up with, funny. Which is do you find yourself when you were composing, when you were working, do you work at such a torrid pace as you do in your life and as you could, I mean, just in talking to you, you seem like you'd shot out of a cannon. So is that the way you write as well?
Yes, perhaps regrettably. This piece was basically completed in about 2.5 months, which is an awful lot of music, I realized, to write in such a short time. But I was also just incredibly excited, and I remember the whole time I had like almost trouble sleeping because I would just be like, oh my goodness, all these, it's so exciting to get to write a piece like this, and I would spend more time than maybe I needed to every day writing and trying out ideas.
I just have to say that I ran into Bobby's old composition professor, Kevin Putz, who's a very famous opera composer and composer generally, who teaches at Peabody, where Bobby got his master's. And I mentioned that we talked about the concerto, and he said, oh yeah, Bobby G, he would come into the sessions and he would bring me 2 orchestral pieces a week that he'd written. He worked at this, I would ask for like 1 piece. He'd come with 2. He couldn't believe how fecund he was, how much product he created in a short time.
I'm going to ask a question, and we have no proof on this whatsoever, and no one's going to come back and keep track of this. But do you, in your experience, David, in your years of doing this, will that go away? Or if you're like this, will this just continue throughout this young man's career?
I don't know, but I assume as he ages and has different experiences and sees different kinds of approaches, when he lightly scores something or when he heavily scores it and what the differences might be. I'm sure Bobby, being a brilliant guy, will derive great wisdom and knowledge from the experiences he has. So if things are really involved and he finds that by simplifying them a little bit, they can be even clearer, he will hopefully adopt that. But I say that as a parent, not as a specialist, not as an expert, just as a spiritual parent of Bobby's.
But
let me just say, it's a super thrilling piece to hear. I mean, I have to be careful because my angst is all about how the heck are we going to get this thing together? And when it's really busy on the page, that's intimidating, whether it's Holst or Mahler or Bobby G, whoever it is. So my angst comes from that. But the sonic impact of Bobby's music is the reason we keep commissioning him, that it's just really fabulous and powerful and exciting, and it's gorgeous. And the violin part, I should mention, for this unbelievable virtuoso I have to tell you about, Kayla Wakao, or Bobby can tell you about, who's 19 years old and is just one of the great up-and-coming violinists in the world. I mean, just hearing this concert for Kayla alone is worth the price of admission. The violin part is dazzling. I mean, it's the most virtuosic, exciting thing, and she's playing the living heck out of it. It's just mind-numbing. It's
19 years old. How did you find her?
It's my fault.
Yeah, so we were sort of match-made by David via...
I put them together.
Via his son, I think, right?
Son had worked with her, Elias.
Yeah. And Kayla, my goodness, is just kind of unbelievable. Sometimes it scares me how well young people can play these days, and she kind of blew my mind. Her technique is unbelievable. Her sound is really mature and very big. It's kind of hard to believe because she's such a... not a small person necessarily, but just a very generous in spirit and certainly in her technique as well.
And I had to, at first I proposed this idea of a new concerto. She's 19, she's in her second year at the New England Conservatory, and she's learning all sorts of standard repertoire, which is what 19-year-olds usually do. She's playing the Sibelius Concerto, actually, with Elias in Boston in 2 weeks with his beautiful orchestra there, the Apollo Ensemble of Boston. And so I said, would you be willing to learn a new piece? Because that's always a much bigger investment and challenge. They don't know how many times, if ever, they'll get to play it again, et cetera. And at first she was like, well, I'm really working on this. And I said, well, it's up to you. And she thought about it, and she said, and she listened to Bobby's music, and she said, yeah, I think it would be really exciting. And so she came back, and she totally invested in it. And I gather they've been in incredible close contact through the evolution of the piece, and he's been running all the virtuosic stuff by her to make sure she's okay with it. And she's just dazzling. It's just monumental.
Is the angst similar, do you think, for a soloist who's looking at the music and seeing it in a similar way you do?
Maybe, but she seems to be angst free. She's fine. The rest of us.
So this is about you, isn't it?
The older you get, the more angst you develop. When you're young, you're fearless. And when you're 19, you're completely fearless.
Let it go.
She's like so incredibly calm about the whole thing. Like throughout the whole process, I remember we would have these sort of marathon phone calls just going over the stuff I'd written her, and she would be, it was kind of amazing. She would like tell me, oh, this doesn't really work, and then she would sort of come up with a new thing on the spot and just like sort of instantaneously figure something out. I'd be, oh wow, that's great actually. Or she would make these great judgment calls where I would be writing these like crazy, very fast lines for her, and then she was like, what if we took this part and made it like a beautiful, put it in the orchestra, and then I played like a soaring, quiet, beautiful melodic line over that. And all of her ideas were so, on one hand, they were really intuitive, and on the other hand, they felt like they just made so much sense, and it kind of amazed me how much just musicianship she has as well. So, you know, it's like super, super fun to work with her.
Well, that's wonderful. That is the partnership. How special it is to have something that's been commissioned, to be here, to be
homegrown. And if I may say, it's Bobby's first concerto, and it's Kayla's first contemporary concerto. She's only played standard repertoire. So for her to come out with this practically half-hour-long tour de force and nail the heck out of it is just incredible.
So that will be first up.
That's the opener.
And
wait to hear the second piece. That one's good too.
And then the sense is obviously, and then it's the Planets, and that's no walk in the park either.
Yeah, well, the Planets is what I think is so amazing about the Planets. You know, Holst wrote it from 1914 to 1916, just when the World War was starting. It wasn't about the World War. It's really not even about astronomy. It's about astrology. But because he was very interested in Eastern stuff, he had taught himself Sanskrit so he could translate Hindu texts, and he was really into kind of Eastern things and very interesting things, and he just really got interested in astrology, and he wrote this incredible seven-movement piece. But what's most amazing about it is that he created a whole language, a whole vocabulary of kind of outer space music. So if you know Star Wars or the music for Star Trek or any music for any film or any television show or any reference to cosmic anything, to outer space, it cribs so profoundly from this piece. I mean, John Williams, I said it before, I mean, I love John Williams, I have great respect for him, but a third of or half of the Star Wars score is cribbed directly from Holst. I mean, all the orchestral colors and the chords and the thumping, you know, it just sounds like the Imperial March at various points. It's extraordinary.
Well, what a wonderful opportunity for people. This happens tomorrow night at 7:30.
Tomorrow night? Oh, I thought it was next weekend.
Is it?
No, I'm teasing.
It is tomorrow night. Yeah,
it just seems very soon to be now.
You scared me.
Now that you said that, because
I didn't even look down at the.
No, you're right. It's definitely tomorrow night.
I didn't even look down at the script that you didn't think I had.
I guess I better start working on it. Dear me.
And then, not only that, do we have to talk about. But wait, there's more. So that is tomorrow night at the Palace Theater, and you can find out more by going to albanysymphony.org, albanysymphony.org. Well, is there a talk proceeding?
I think it's .com, actually.
.com is probably correct.
Because I think .org is the one in Georgia.
Okay.
So albanysymphony.com. We somehow got the .com.
Albanysymphony.com.
Because they already had the .org, I think. That's what happened.
All right.
Now
reflections on Waterways Symposium on November 14th.
Which I think is just a week, right? A
week
away, yeah.
Yeah, you got a lot going on.
It's a beautiful thing we're having at RPI, 9:30 to 12 in the morning at the RPI campus. And again, albanysymphony.com, there's a whole thing about it on it. It's really this beautiful confluence of three rivers of culture. The Canal Corporation, New York State Canal Corporation, the incredible school of RPI, and the Albany Symphony is kind of the interlocutor or the moderating force bringing these three incredible institutions together. Because as you probably remember, a big part of the reason that RPI was founded, it was founded essentially by the people who were the engineers, self-taught engineers who created the Erie Canal. And Stephen Van Rensselaer started the school 200 years ago. They're both so linked. So we're doing a wonderful little 2.5-hour symposium about art and culture and the canal and engineering and all sorts of related things. So it's going to be really fascinating. We're going to show some beautiful videos of pop-up concerts we did, and we're going to hear from some really interesting arts practitioners, professors at the school, as well as our canal friends.
You and I have been doing these segments for 30 years, David, and I still didn't know it was a .com, but that's okay. AlbanySymphony.com.
Joe, one can always grow.
AlbanySymphony.com. The opportunity to hear this incredible piece, a violin concerto by composer Bobby G and Kayla Wakow. What a wonderful opportunity and experience. That happens tomorrow night, 7:30 at the Palace Theater. Will there be a
6:30 pre-concert talk.
6:30 pre-concert talk.
I'll tell you all the deep stories about Holst's interest in astrology. It's going to be...
Bobby, I couldn't be more excited for you. That is a really... Congratulations on the beautiful work and for doing this, and what a wonderful thing to do at this stage in your career. So congratulations.
Thanks so much.
We look forward to having it and presenting it here in this region. Also, the Reflections on Waterways Symposium takes place on November 14th. You can find out about it all by going to albanysymphony.com. And if you see any reference to the state of Georgia, you're at the wrong one. It's albanysymphony.com. David Allen Miller, you're the best.
No, Joe, you're the best.
We
and
love
Bobby
you.
G is
and
the best.
Thank you for doing this, and thank you for making this such a strong artistic institution in our region. We thank you so much for all of it. Have a beautiful time, and you can find out more at albanysymphony.com.
Sure hope that's right.
No, I did. I checked it. WAMC.org for more information. We'll be back right after this.
See the confusion. Thank you, Joe.
Thanks.